With Sue Montgomery, the American Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who's visiting Egypt, has voiced support for a full transition to civilian rule. Backers of the new Egyptian president, Mohamed Morsi, are in a political standoff with generals who took power after Hosni Mubarak was ousted last year. After meeting Mr. Morsi, Mrs. Clinton said that the situation required dialogue and compromise.
President Morsi made clear that he understands the success of his presidency and indeed of Egypt's democratic transition depends on building consensus across the Egyptian political spectrum to work on a new constitution, a parliament, to protect civil society, to draft a new constitution that will be respected by all. And to assert the full authority of the presidency.
United Nations observers in Syria say the government attack on the village of Tremsa seems to have targeted mostly army deserters and opposition activists. It said the troops had used heavy weapons such as artillery in the attack. The opposition had described Thursday's attack as a massacre, but didn't provide any conclusive evidence that a large number of unarmed civilians had been killed. The Syrian government has paraded on television what it calls terrorists captured in Tremsa to support its claim that its attack was aimed at rebel positions and not civilians. The authorities in Libya are being pressed to take responsibility for an estimated 5,000 people who are being held by militia groups without a formal charge. The campaign group Human Rights Watch says some detainees have been abused. Mike Wooldridge reports.
Human Rights Watch says most of the detainees are members of the Gaddafi security forces or suspected Gaddafi loyalists, suspected foreign mercenaries or migrants from sub-Saharan Africa. And in many cases, the campaign group suggests, there appears to be no legal basis for their detention. Human Rights Watch also maintains that some detainees have been subjected to severe torture. The authorities have told Human Rights Watch that they've so far gained custody of more than 3,000 detainees from the militias. The campaign group argues that the authorities have either been unable or have lacked the political will to confront well-armed militias over the remaining detainees under their control.
A meeting of Africa's leaders has called on the military in Mali to stop interfering in the running of the country as the interim government tries to deal with an Islamist insurgency in the north. Meeting in Ethiopia, the African Union said the country's interim leaders must transfer power to an all-inclusive government to bring stability to the country. Earlier, the AU meeting said the conflict in Mali was one of the most serious challenges facing the continent. You're listening to the World News from the BBC. About a quarter of a million people have been ordered to leave their homes in southwestern Japan as heavy rain increased the threat of more devastating floods and landslides. Reports said more than 20 people were dead or missing after 3 days of torrential rain on the island of Kyushu. Rivers have burst their banks and residents have been heading to shelters. The Afghan president, Hamid Karzai, has ordered a high-level inquiry into a suicide bomb attack which killed a prominent politician. More than 20 others also died. David Loyne reports from Kabul.
Ahmed Khan, as he was known, was greeting hundreds of supporters who'd gathered for his daughter's wedding. The attacker embraced him to ensure that when he detonated his jacket packed with explosives, Ahmed Khan would be killed. The head of Afghan intelligence, the NDS, in the Samangan province was also killed and an MP injured. President Karzai has ordered a high-level inquiry. The Taliban have denied responsibility. Ahmed Khan was a warlord from the civil war years of the 1990s and had many enemies, blaming an earlier attempt to shoot him on a powerful northern warlord, General Dostum.
South African police say they have charged a driver with the murder of 25 farm workers after his truck crashed into a train at a level crossing. A police spokesman said investigations into the crash in the northeastern province of Mpumalanga suggested that the truck driver had been negligent. The truck was carrying fruit pickers to work when it collided with a coal train at a rural crossing near the Kruger National Park. Hundreds of football fans have turned out at Shanghai Airport to welcome the former Chelsea player Didier Drogba, who's to play for a local team. His deal with struggling Shanghai Xinhua makes the Ivory Coast striker one of the highest paid footballers in the world. Reports say he's to be paid more than $300,000 a week. The team has already signed the French striker Nicolas Anelka. And that's the latest BBC News.